The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you dumb.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're back, finally! Yes, sorry for the delay. There was weather. I didn't have power or internet last week, so sadly was not able to record the show due to life and tornadoes. But we're back! Total Divas, Episode 3, Season 6. Excited?
I'm super excited. I've missed my divas, so let's get into all the divas, dramas, and moons, and stars, and communications, and life.
Because we get some booty in this episode.
Bella booty.
Hey. So, we'll tell you all about it right after the break. You're listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have you subscribed to the Rack Radio Show YouTube channel?
If you haven't, this is what you are missing. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content. Mondays are Mashup Mondays featuring your favorite superstars performing entrances of other WWE superstars. Tuesdays is Raw Redo, featuring a matchup redone from the previous night's Monday Night Raw. Wednesdays are My Journey Wednesdays following Sir Rockin's path in the My Career mode. Thursdays are Throwback Thursdays featuring a classic WWE battle. Fridays are Fantasy Fridays featuring a fantasy battle with your favorite WWE superstars. Plus monthly simulations for every WWE pay-per-view. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to youtube.com/rackradioshow for daily content from WWE 2K17.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, Season 6, Episode 3. We are not going to be stopped. Damn it, we are going to get this done. It's a matter of storms or tornadoes or even a little bit of rain. We're doing the thing.
We're like the post office, kind of.
We will eventually get it done.
We'll eventually get it done. We're at Miz and Maurice's.
We get to see their house.
The dog peed.
That's a big dog.
And there's a lot of pee.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can tell the dogs have been missing on the floor because it's taking the finish off the floor.
Mm-hmm. Maurice is like, wait until we have 4 children. The red carpet is done and now it's time to face the Miz. Huh.
So, Maurice.
Maurice. So we're somewhere.
We're in Norfolk, Virginia.
Thursday Night SmackDown, back when that was a thing.
Before it was live. We see Natty arriving. Renee getting searched. Hey, it's a wild Paige!
Paige is apparently boy crazy. She just wants to be on the dating scene. She doesn't want a relationship. You sleep with one, but you talk to a bunch of them. You have a team of people you know.
She has a plan to get laid.
She has a plan to get laid.
I respect this wholeheartedly. Hey, it's Natty, former guest of the show.
Available at RackRadioShow.com.
And it's Naomi.
Naomi's frustrated with creative, says Mark Carano. She was just told you're off TV for 3 to 4 weeks. And he's like, we're putting you in a movie.
She's like, oh, okay.
She's like, I just want to kiss you right now.
Poor Carano. He's like, oh, God. Oh, God. She's And we see Natty versus Dana. Hey, it's Renee.
She's preparing for her random pop-up interview.
It's a wild JoJo.
# where's JoJo? She's like, what do you think about me kicking the Miz's ass? And Maurice is like, good luck with that. We have Miz and Maurice walking to the ring.
I like the slow-mo shots.
Mm-hmm, they're nice.
And it's a wild Cesaro. I think I remember this. She's meaner.
Apparently he's not very mean in real life.
Well, we've talked to him 3 times. We can attest to that.
Right here on the rack.
Because we're not name-dropping at all.
Nope.
It's going to be one of those shows, y'all. And we're in the Phoenix with the Danielsons.
Hey, Brie Bella, former guest of the show. Brie is late.
We're late.
And she's waiting on pregnancy test results. They were all negative, but she took a blood test.
No baby.
Well, it wasn't this month. They're like, don't give up. Next month could be positive.
Brian's like, crap.
I gotta screw her some more. We have to make ovulation a priority.
She has an ovulation app. What the hell? What is an no! I don't want to track that on my phone!
It used to be just have a calendar, and you just write it out. Now you need an app.
You don't even need a calendar! You know! You know when that crap's coming! Hey, it's a wild Eva Marie!
At Maurice's house. Eva and Maurice are going to spend the day together. They have a pretty nice house.
Yeah, they do. Oh, and there's all the titles.
Including the one he had to take off the wall to give it to Xavier. They've been together for 9, have Miz and Maurice. Been married for 2. She doesn't like to spend, she likes to invest.
They're into flipping houses.
Hey!
Coming to HGTV soon, maybe.
I would watch that.
I'd be okay with that. And now we're in Pensacola with probably the Fatus? Yes.
We're going to be running some line with the Usos.
He's like, your part's big! That's what she said. Oh, apparently her character rides a bike and she doesn't know how to ride a bike. She can't even ride a skateboard.
Well, that's not good.
Oh god, I see where this is going and I'm a little terrified. And her hair is really cute. Like, seriously cute. And there's the Usos. I have missed them. Never ever take them off the show. Do you hear me? Ever again. Never take Trinity and John off the show ever again. I have missed them so much. He's like FaceTime and Skype. Dude, you sleeping on the couch. She's animal obsessed. Oh, look at a puppy!
No, you can't have.
But I want it!
No, no, no puppy. She's like, I have to get the puppy. She'd rather deal with her husband being pissed and then putting the dog back in the cage, apparently.
She's taking the dog home. You know, honestly, I can't fault that. If she can give it a good home, why not? Let's just hope the big one doesn't eat the little one.
Right.
And now the Bellas are in L.A. We're doing some sort of shoot.
With Lana, with Renee.
Oh, is this the Brie Butt episode?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get Bella Booty?
We're going to get some Bella Booty.
All right. Speaking of, there it is.
There's the Bella Booty. She's like, this isn't for you. I just need a partner in crime for this.
And now Nikki's going to whip it out.
Nikki dared her to walk around the pool in her thong. Full Brie Moon.
Oh, God.
They have nowhere to stash the dog at the moment.
Now they're taking her to the event.
They're taking her to the red carpet.
Oh, God. I can't tell how this is going to go.
It's going to go hard. Well, there's all of Eva's boobs. They're getting ready at the Miz's house.
Oh, God, and here comes the Miz.
What great timing.
And she's picking up a black dog in a white dress.
And then she's freaking out inside.
And drinking. She's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm screwed.
Oh, it's not even just a bicycle. It's a motorcycle.
Oh, this is worse. Oh, Lord, this is worse. So, Maurice, human cinnamon roll. We have two now on the show. She loves animals. They like to flip houses. Can I go hang out with the Miz and Maurice?
Can we?
Can that be a thing?
We should make this a thing.
We need to make this a thing.
I can talk football with Miz. You can talk old fashioned with her. Be awesome.
I could talk flipping houses with them.
That too.
I could bring them over. They could give me tips.
We need to make this happen.
This needs to be a thing. If we can't get the properties, brother, damn it, we need to get Miz.
Maybe a thing.
On it. Anyway. Anyway, the Bellas are up to trouble in L.A., where we got to see all of Brie Bella and her backside.
The Bella Moon.
The Bella Moon. The Bella Moon is out and about. Which, you know, honestly, if you're trying to get pregnant and you look like Brie Bella, I could see why you would do something like that, because I would want to document that before I got pregnant. Because here's the thing. When you get pregnant and you push out a baby, your body is never the same.
And I think we're going to learn that from her as the show goes on tonight.
Yeah. Your body is never the same after you have a kid, especially if you have it naturally, and given how small her hips are gonna spread. So, yeah, I would want evidence of that.
This is what I used to look like before I had you.
This is when mommy was hot.
Pretty much.
Actually, my mom does that to me. She'll pull pictures out from when she was 16. She's like, yeah, so this is when I was hot. It's like, oh, okay. This is awkward.
You want me to crawl back up there and we can just maneuver the hips back together? Is that what you want? Is that where we're going in this one?
No, that's not where we're going in this one. No, no, because I wouldn't fit. So, anyway, awkward. Super, super, super awkward. And we have Paige. She's trying to get laid.
She wants a whole bunch of dudes.
Not just one. She doesn't want to date anybody. She just wants to she doesn't want to be in a relationship. She just wants to be in the dating scene. So she wants fuck buddies, essentially. Again, I can respect that. She's busy. She just got out of a relationship. She's not really interested in anybody else.
Boy, the comments come out of the mouth and actions are totally, totally different.
Yeah, we don't get to talk about that till tomorrow. So, shh.
Okay, I understand this. But I'm just we know the reality of the situation. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and we're back! Just in time. And, oh god, Miz is about to find out about the dog. He's playing Mr. Fix-It. It's a lot of boob.
Brent, there's all Eva's boobs if you want them.
She's putting the dog in the car, in a dress. Mad respect to hide this from her husband. Like, mad respect.
Apparently it's Eva's launch of something.
Her fashion line launch or something.
Hey, look at the dog poo on the pink carpet. They're like, someone quickly picked up the dog poo.
No, Maurice, you should be like, I got the dog at this shelter!
Then Eva said it. Eva mentioned it. So
we some just... props for the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're out to dinner with
the Bellas
and Lana. Bree's getting another tattoo.
She's going crazy on this last weekend.
She did today. She wore the thong today.
Bree's going to be hotter as a mom.
Bree's going to be a MILF, y'all.
She probably will be.
Yeah, she probably will be. Let's be real. And now we're coming back with a dog.
She has a gift bag and a dog.
Just say you got the dog at the party.
He's like, what's up? Oh. He's like, you adopted her, right? He doesn't want any more animals.
her maternal instinct for the dog kicked in. He's not going to make her get rid of the dog. He's just like, oh, God damn it.
See, the dogs are already bonding, except for that one. That one's not happy. How do they sleep with all these dogs?
And they probably put them in crates, or they probably sleep elsewhere in the house, honestly.
But that's a lot of dog. Just saying.
But he's just like, God, we got another dog. Oh, God. But she likes pins and mini pins, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. She has a type.
But they had a chihuahua and it got lost.
Right.
So, they've been shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Who, the Usos?
Yeah. Oh, we're going motorcycle shopping. She took her hair off and she attached it to his head.
She took off her hair and put it on his head.
I have no words. I didn't realize you could do that.
And now he's carrying the hair. When we've gone past the where you carry the woman's purse, now you carry the woman's weave.
That is a good husband right there. Mm-hmm. That he will carry her hair. And now we're starting up a bike.
She's scared of motorcycles. She's not a fan of this right now.
She's scared of the noise. She doesn't like it. She had a friend that lost a leg due to a bike.
Well, that would scare anyone.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that one. Oh, we're going house shopping with the Mizzes! We are going house shopping with the Mizzes!
We're getting our Property Brothers episode after all.
Yes! I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm going to critique the crap out of this. I can't wait. This makes me so happy. So, Maurice takes a dog to a red carpet event. Shout out to the person that cleaned up the dog crap.
Very quickly, too.
I mean, it's like... Honestly, it's Eva's like, I can't believe the dog crapped on the carpet. It's like, what did you think was going to happen? You take a dog to a red carpet event. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's a thing. It's nature. Animals do that.
Especially when they're nervous.
And it's like, you just adopted this dog this day and you're taking the dog to the red carpet.
Well, pink carpet.
Whatever. To a huge crowd of people, and it was nervous. You could tell it was nervous. It was like, what the hell's going on?
Where am I? What am I doing? What are all these people? What?
I'm gonna go home now. I don't like the thing. So, but Mike's gonna let her keep the dog, because, you know, how can Mike not let her keep the dog? Because he's just like, you already adopted it, didn't you? We can't take it back, can we?
You can't.
He's just looking at her like, why?
He didn't want another dog, but now he has another dog, and he can't,
Yeah, he can't get out of it. You have no children! This is supplementing for the kids. I'm just saying. She's practicing. Just wait till you have 4 children and 3 dogs. But I can understand why she would do it, because, one, obviously, it's the maternal instinct, and two, he's gone all the time.
Well, she is, too.
Well, now she's traveling with him, but if you think about before this, all of this, she was pretty much, I think, staying in L.A.,
right, but now she's on the road with him.
So it's like, it makes sense that now she's on the road, she doesn't necessarily need the... God, what do they do about the dogs when she's traveling?
She must have friends?
I don't know. Or they get a dog sitter. I don't know. Anyway, we're back in L.A.
Dog sitter would be expensive.
They have the money. And, oh, speaking of dogs, we get the debut of Blue.
Renee's dog, for those unaware.
Oh, look at him.
Renee's like, this is the day we just get to hang out and enjoy each other. Get ready in the trailer, then we'll go out and do the shoot. Apparently there's a couple making out as Paige and Renee go to stalk it.
They're plotting the sex.
So we're taking pictures.
Playing in the sand. Paige is getting covered in sand. Playing in the water, having a good time.
Bree's like, I may not get my buy back, so...
She's a planner. She's really a planner.
Yes, she is.
And a warrior. Because she's like trying to get it all in now. Which, again, respect, because she might not get her body back, but at the same time, it's like, you probably will, because she's been working out the entire time that she's been pregnant.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, come on.
Just saying, we haven't gotten there yet.
Our viewers know. They watched Total Bellas with us. We talked about it.
Well, she wasn't pregnant on Total Bellas either.
We talked about it on, like, the first damn episode.
And on The Rack Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern.
There, too. But Nikki's slightly concerned because Bree's trying to fit everything in. And we're back in Florida. This is a very ocean-centric episode.
I'm okay with that. Oh, no, the Uso has a surprise.
He bought her a surprise. And it's a moped. He bought... Oh, God.
This is basically her training bike. The helmet don't fit. The bike is small.
Like how they're trying really hard not to show the front of the house.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus. And down she goes.
And she's down. And he's just like, wow!
She's not happy.
She's very upset. And on the flip side of things, Nikki is killing the mood and Brie wants to party.
What reality are we in?
Right? Right? And still to come. the house tour.
All right.
So, John, being the supportive husband that he is, he goes and finds a moped. God only knows where he found it. And a helmet for Trinity to practice on. And she, of course, you know, accidentally, it takes off.
And she crashes.
And she crashes and she freaks out because, you know, again, there's a irrational fear of, or there's a, should say, rational fear of motorcycles, which, you know, obviously crashing doesn't help that at all. But, like, here's the thing, you know, it's, they can probably rig it up that if she can't ride a motorcycle, they can rig it up so it looks like she can.
Yeah, that's why there's, stuntmen, stuntwomen.
I mean, realistically, they can put wheels on it, training wheels, essentially, to make sure that she can ride it.
Mm-hmm.
And just crop the wheels out. I mean, they can figure it out. But John trying to be the supportive husband.
He's trying.
I want to know where he found a moped on short notice. I really want to know where he found one.
He probably asked his brother.
Or Roman.
Someone had one.
Somebody in the family, I bet, had one.
Probably.
Because they all live in Pensacola, I think, so I would not be the least bit surprised if he just called around the family and be like, hey, anybody got a moped?
A friend, a family member, someone had one.
Somebody had one, and he was able to get hold of it.
He just had to go buy the helmet. And that was probably one of his kids' helmets. I'm not gonna lie.
Probably, yeah. Would not be surprised.
Because he has girls, right? Yeah.
He has a girl and a boy, I think. Yeah, but they don't live with him and Trinity. They live with their mother, I think.
Okay.
Because they were on one episode, but I think it's they share joint custody.
Yeah, we did that whole episode where they went to the arcade and stuff like that. She was trying to be the good stepmom.
Yeah. Anyway, as we come back from break, John's still getting yelled at. Ooh, I like her nail color. Completely inappropriate for this point in time, but I really like her nail color.
This is a big opportunity for her, and she doesn't want to have anything go wrong. And
she's just really stressed about it, because she wants to do a good job. She cares about it. This is important. This is a big deal for her. This is an opportunity for her to show that she can do more, that she's versatile, with the hope that eventually she will get more in terms of creative. If she messes this up, this could hurt her career. As we go back to L.A.
We're back in L.A. with Ms. Maurice.
Now he's basically making fun of her because of vow renewals.
And wanting to spend all the money.
We're going house shopping, y'all, with the Mrs.
She's already bought this one, I think.
Maybe. There's shopping carts in the front yard. Where's the car? Where did they leave the car?
Well, it's right there somewhere.
She's got the keys, so yeah, I think they bought it. And she can't get the door open. There we go. Oh my god, it's my house. It has the Naughty Pine paneling with the... Oh, God, it is. It is totally my house. It's a 1960s house.
Nothing's been done to the house.
Wow, look at the oven. Yep, have those cabinets. I have that fridge, actually, I think. Oh, the Naughty Pine paneling. Paint over it. He's like, there's no AC in here. And she's like, it's not that bad. He's like, yeah. Oh, she's a realtor. I didn't realize she was a realtor. I didn't know she had her license.
Apparently she did. Well, then we know what she was doing while she was away. The only thing good about this place is the pool.
Oh, here we go. It's out. We bought it. And he's like, of course you did. She's like, I bought the house. He's like, what? What do you mean you bought the house?
That look is like, what, you did what now?
You did what? First you bring your damn dog home and now this?
Like, she spent money. Told you, she said she bought the house.
Oh, I didn't doubt she bought the house.
But it's like, she bought that house, and he's like, you bought it. You, seriously? You bought it?
Well, he's standing there telling her, you know, you're not going to make the money that you think you're going to make on it, and it's not worth it, and to not buy it, and blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, I bought the house. Mm. It's like, of course she bought the house. Of course she bought the house.
She's very impulsive. She just buys.
It's not even that. She doesn't even tell him. She'll just do it. And then she tells him after the fact. It's like she can't pick up her phone and call him and be like, hey, yeah, I totally want to buy a house. Because then he'd be like, no.
Like, no.
No.
Not going to be a thing.
Because you could tell. That's exactly how that relationship works. She just goes out and buys crap. And then he finds out later.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, and by that point, and you notice what she gets. A dog. A house. It's stuff you can't return. I mean, if she goes out and blows a bunch of money on clothes, it's like at least you can take it back and get a refund. On a house, not so much.
Mm-mm.
It's not like you can go back to the bank and say, oh yeah, I don't like this one. Can I get another one? No, that's not how this works. So now it's they either sell it as it is, which it's a crap hole, or they flip it and try to make money off of it.
So they're going to flip it at some point.
I cannot wait. wait for that. I hope we get to see that. I want to see what she picks in terms of design choices, because I want to see.
Because you want to see how she redoes your house.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, I really kind of do. I mean, that's not the exact layout of my house. My house, that's like a rancher, and mine's a split level and doesn't have a pool.
But it has a lot of the same style, though.
Oh, yeah, it has the Knotty Pine paneling, and it, well, it did. All got painted, but
still,
well, it has paneling, and it has the pine cabinets, and like just a whole bunch of other stuff. And I mean, you, from the short little bit that we saw of the house, it's got good bones. It's a nice, it's, if you gutted it and you redid it, it could be really, really cute, but I don't know if she's going to make the money off of it.
I bet she can.
And we're back from break. We're in San Fernando. I'm still trying to figure out where they left the really super expensive car. She paid cash. She paid $390 for it.
They won it for, she got $10,000 off.
He's so pissed right now.
Like, she didn't even talk to him.
She just did it. She's trying to justify it right now, and he's just like...
Her contractor, her other realtor, her architect.
She's an architect?
Apparently.
Oh, hey, we found the car.
The car horn.
That just added to it, where he's like, oh, Jesus, what have we done?
Where the hell are we? Can we get out of here now?
And now we're back with the girls. We're out drinking and partying.
There's skulls on the wall on the page. Like, this is my broken skull graveyard from all the guys she's dated.
Oh, God. Bree's like, we can go to a tattoo shop. I can get a tattoo. You can get a guy. Oh, apparently we're all getting matching tattoos.
Nikki's like, you can't get a tattoo. Brian would be mad.
She already has them. What's one more?
Renee is like, I was banking on you getting a tattoo. And Bree's like, I will.
And in like a complete alternate reality, Bree is all about living it up and doing everything stupid, and Nikki's, like, being the sensible one. I have no idea what's going on right now. This is so weird.
It's like an episode of Once Upon a Time where we go back in time somewhere.
They traded bodies. Now the sisters are having issues as we get a break. By the way, we have a commercial for the Royals. It's back. It's amazing. Everybody watch it, because it's fantastic. It's totally trash TV, but it's awesome trash TV.
It is amazing, awesome trash TV.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, Maurice. Maurice has a problem. I can already see how this is developing. Maurice has a problem.
Yeah, she does.
You can tell that she's very independent, that she doesn't really consult Mike on a lot of things. She just goes out and does stuff, and that probably comes from the fact that she's used to him never being there or never really being around, so she has to make the decision without him. You know, he's not always a phone call away. He could be on a plane, he could be in Europe, he could be anywhere, and she can't always get a hold of him, and sometimes the decisions can't wait. So she just makes the decision without him, and then tells him after the fact. And that's the system they have.
Right.
You would think, in the case of buying a crap house, that would come up in casual conversation, because here's the thing with a house. Alright, it's not like you buy it and you go to the bank that day and you pay for it. You know, it takes anywhere from 15 to 30 days to close on a house because they have to get all the paperwork together to do, and they have to do all the transference and everything like that. So, it's a lengthy process. You would think sometime in, let's say, 2 weeks that it took her to close on this house, that would have come up.
You would think.
I mean, at length, you know, at the latest 30 days. Again, that would have come up in casual conversation of, oh, hey, by the way, honey, I bought a house.
Right? You would think.
Like, even if he wasn't in town to show him the house in person, you could show him pictures of the house.
You could send him the Zillow link.
Right? Right. Zillow, realtor.com, she's a realtor, she can send him the MLS link. I mean, you know...
All that fun stuff.
All that jazz, and apparently that never happened. Like, he had no idea that she was gonna buy a house. And he's just literally fuming right now.
I don't blame him.
Honestly, I don't blame him either, especially since she paid $390 for that house, which it's like, really?
$390,000.
Yeah.
Not $390.
No, I said $390.
You said $390.
Well, that's... But she should have paid for it.
That's what I'm saying. She should have paid that a price for it, not $390.
And she'd make a killing on it.
Right? That would be... Talk about that profit. They would be rich.
Not that they already aren't, but...
Well, the way she spends, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
We're back in L.A.
Everything is L.A.-centric. I think we're going to the tattoo shop. No, we're still at the bar.
Debating going to the tattoo shop.
Bree and Nikki are fighting.
Bree gets drunk, blames Nikki for everything. That's a staple of Total Bellas and Total Divas. Nikki gets drunk, blames Bree for everything.
She's acting like, with motherhood, her life is going to be over.
Yeah.
That's what she's acting like. Like, you know, once she has kids, that's it. Her life is just going to end.
It must be it might be the stuff she's on where her mind's sort of, you know, not thinking straight. I don't know.
I think I get it because it's like the death of your independence sort of thing, where now you can't go out and do all the stuff that you normally do. Like if you want to go to dinner, you have to find a sitter. If you want to go to the movies, you have to find a sitter. You know, you are going to be tethered down a little bit. And Bree's like, you know, I'm trying to be this perfect mom, or I want to be this perfect mom, and it's just not realistic. And apparently her feet swell down.
All right, then.
And we're at a different L.A. establishment with Ms. and Maurice. Ms. is still pissed. Like, still really pissed.
He's leaving for the movie. Wasn't she in the movie?
She wasn't in it. She might have had a walk-on role, but I don't think she was in it.
He's very stressed about the movie.
Basically, he's stressed about the financial situation. It's, you know, what happens if he gets permanently injured and he can't wrestle anymore. He's trying to save for the future. He's trying to ensure that they will be okay if something happens to him. Oh, his parents are divorced. I didn't know that.
He feels like the biggest thing his parents lacked was the communication aspect of things. They were always good at communication, Ms. and Maurice, until they got married. He's worried about going away for a month and what the hell is she going to do next?
That's valid.
It's a very valid point. Very valid.
Because he's like, you know, the dog is one thing. The dog is a wash.
Yeah.
It's the house. It's the fact that she went and dropped $390,000 and didn't tell him. Like, that's a relative, you know, there's kind of a rule,
mm-hmm.
like an unspoken rule between couples where it's like, you know, if you spend X dollar amount or below, you really don't say anything, especially if you pay for it yourself out of your own money. It's like, okay, it's not that really big of a deal. But if you go above that dollar amount, then it's like you really should talk about it, because then you're getting into major money.
And $390,000 is major money.
Yeah, I mean, that, especially since she paid cash for it.
Yeah.
Or she implied she paid cash. I don't know if she actually paid cash, but the implication I got from that was that she put down $390,000 on
it. She said it. She said cash. I would assume that she did, because guess what? She can write that check.
Oh, yeah, they can stroke that check, no problem. But it's for him, it's, he's not making the money that he was a few years ago. You know he's not, because his star's fallen a little bit.
No, so I would say he's doing pretty well because of the movies. He's done a lot more movies, so he's probably doing all right.
But he's probably doing all right, but he's not getting that made of inner paycheck.
Oh, no, but guess what? He doesn't, but with all the movies, he's, in his mind, he's, anything he makes, he's probably banking away.
Oh, yeah, you can tell he's banking it away because he's concerned about the future. It's, she doesn't work anymore. She doesn't wrestle anymore. I think it would be a completely different conversation between them if she was still wrestling and she was making her own money. And it's like, if she decided to stroke a check for $390,000 out of her own money, then it's not even a conversation to have because it's her money.
Right.
But now you're talking about their money and more specifically his money that he's making, that he's banking in, plus whatever she's putting in, if she's putting in anything.
Well, because she's a realtor, she might be.
Well, it depends on how much she's selling. I'm saying if. I'm sure she is putting in. I'm not saying that she's just sitting at home blowing money, but it's, you know, she's probably not matching him.
Oh, no. She's not matching him, no.
So it's the majority of his money. So now it's, you're going into the pool, you're taking money out of the pool, and you're not telling him that you're taking money out of the pool. And $390,000, that's a lot of money. Because mm-hmm. they're probably living in $1 million to $2 million house. The cars they drive aren't cheap. You know, again, that's probably $100,000 car that they're tooling around in, at least.
And it looks like they have a few of those.
Yeah, I mean, they have nice things. They have nice toys. So that's money.
Yeah.
And you're talking about $400,000, essentially, that she just dropped on a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the stress where it's, he is concerned that they're going to run out of money or they're going to go bankrupt, and he doesn't want that to happen. He has become accustomed to his lifestyle. He wants to keep his lifestyle. I respect that. As we come back from break, we're getting the rehash of the communication, which we'll talk about. Her dad disappeared.
When she was 15. She's using this as the reason why she makes quick decisions.
Well, it's valid.
Very valid.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he just wants to be in the loop.
Text me, call me, something.
Yeah, you know, just pick up your phone, send him a text message.
He's not going to say no. He just wants to know, you know?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, I'm doing a thing. All right, cool. That's it. I mean, and that's what this is. She's saying, you know, we need to make decisions together. That's what a marriage is it's two people making the choices together, as opposed to one person making it and telling with the other person about it. And, you know, it's being a team, and it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, keep the lines of communication open. He's like, I really hope we get our money back. She's like, we will, damn it. We will. And now we're at Trinity and John's. She's packing. Aw, he brought flowers and a card. He's a good husband. Look at that.
He even wrote an apology letter in the card.
Guys, if there's any guys listening, notes. Take them.
And he's coming to visit her when she's filming.
Oh, and now we're going to get it on.
She needs to believe in herself.
He's putting the flowers in her suitcase. And now he's trying to hide them.
As you do. Oh, she's re-gifting the dog.
He's like, we're getting rid of the dog. We're getting rid of the dog. We are getting rid of a dog. She just made his damn day.
Oh, we're having a French battle now.
We are having a French off. Okay. All right. Fun stuff.
Oh, you know how she wants to have a random amount of all these guys and stuff? Well, mm-hmm. On the next episode, things change.
She meets someone. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm scared.
It's going to go so well for her. I can already see it.
It's going to go swimmingly, I think. But, yeah. So, the lesson of this show is communication, and Bree has lost her damn mind.
Yes, sir.
And also, John is a good husband. John is a really good husband.
Yeah.
He carried his wife's hair, he brought her flowers when he screwed up, he wrote her a nice card. Quality guy, right there. Quality guy. But yeah, next week is going to be, or I shouldn't even say next week, tomorrow.
Then on the next episode.
On the next episode of The Rack Extra, which we're recording tomorrow, I think. Right? We're recording tomorrow, right?
That's the plan, everybody.
All right, we'll see. Hopefully no weather, no tornadoes, anything like that. So, we are getting the page temperature episode, which should be interesting to say the least. But I think that does it for episode 3. What do you think?
I agree.
All right, well, you've been listening to The Rack Extra Total Divas, season 6, episode 3. And we will be back very soon with episode 4. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!